bunch of grasses, nut grass, that type of thing.
Yeah, nut grass is a type of.
Yeah, it's in there. I'm thinking of poison ivy and poison oak, which that we don't have that around here,
yeah,
so that's not really one of the things you'd think about.
Mm-hmm. But just in general, like plants that you didn't want in your garden are called?
Dandelion, a generic name for plants?
Mm-hmm.
Weeds.
Mm-hmm. Now, could weeds refer to a plant that you did want in your garden?
I suppose it could, but you weed out things that you don't want in your garden, that could well be.
Yeah. Let's see. Now, these plants out here that are creeping up your wall are called what?
That's a Boston ivy.
Oh.
We were the first ones that used it around here, and Bob's got it all over his place.
Yeah.
It's a great plant.
Our local river is called what?
The Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm. And a small body of water flowing down a mountain is called what?
Stream? Creek?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the Rio Riadosa, which is just a small stream.
Mm-hmm. Now, a wet weather creek, what would that be called?
An arroyo.
Okay.
So it fills up during rainy seasons only.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that the same as like which we have here between the neighborhoods, like that?
Well, it could well be. What happens is when they come in and develop these things, they cover up all the arroyos. They're hard to find until you have a 100-year rain, and then they all show up.
Right.
Yeah. But an arroyo would, of course, occurs out in natural deserts more than we have around here. Yeah, I'm not sure what you're hunting for.
Well, yeah, I think it's like, is an arroyo the same as a gully?
In my estimation, it would be a different part of the United States, but it's the same type of thing. It's a ravine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Normally dry.
Right.
Gulch, gully, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Get dry gulched, you know what that means.
What?
Killed it.
Oh, no, I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it's kind of a Western term.
Yeah. Okay, a clearing in a forest where there's grass and flowers is a...
Meadow.
Mm-hmm. And a place where children can play, it has grass and trees.
Park?
Mm-hmm.
Playground?
Does park mean other things?
Park to me means normally a large place where you'd find trees, benches, things for kids to play on.
Mm-hmm.
A larger area.
Mm-hmm. And now a low place in a land, geographically speaking, what do you call it? Geologically
canyon?
Speaking, maybe.
Well,
let's say, you know how Tucson is kind of in a bowl?
Yeah.
Like the mountains rise up on all sides of the bowl?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that bowl that Tucson is in?
That's a pretty good term.
A bowl?
depression? Geologically speaking?
Yeah.
Well, dry lake in many cases, but not in that particular case.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of places, in fact, even in El Paso on the east side, another 100-year rain has developed these dry lakes,
which
are essentially the low spot or bowl. I'm not sure I can
Would basin describe that, or does basin describe?
Yes, basin would be very descriptive. Yes, that would be a good description.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alligators live in a...
swamp.
Mm-hmm. And
sewers sometimes.
Yeah, right. a flat-topped hill.
Mesa around here.
Mm-hmm.
Plateau.
Mm-hmm. And the sharp drop-off is a...
cliff.
Mm-hmm. What's the plural of that?